Kevin Moore.
Dublin is a great place for readjusting yourself, whether you're preparing for a trip into the heart of Ireland or simply in need of a couple of days away. At first glance, Dublin is another cosmopolitan European city, albeit a charming one. But after a couple of hours, you notice a warmth and friendliness that you won't find anywhere else. A night out in Dublin, for example, isn't confined to its many pubs, restaurants and concert venues. As you walk along Grafton Street or O'Connell Street, you'll feel part of one... Are we part of a supernatural world that we can't see or perhaps don't dare to look at? The animals we live with often reveal a glimpse of mysterious powers, powers that may also lie within us. In this episode of Pet Powers, the bond between people and animals. Might our pets actually know what we're thinking? And do they sense what we're feeling? In Winchester, England, this bond may have meant the difference between life and death. 4 years ago, Anne Saunders became terribly ill. Her doctor said she had the flu. If it weren't for her pug dog Daisy, a near-fatal heart infection may have gone unnoticed. Anne says she owes her life to her dog. Stravinsky once described Eric Satie as a knowing old card, full of genuine and intelligent mischief. Satie's family dismissed him as odd, calling him the fiddle scraper, and thought him an ugly duckling with expensive tastes. Haunted by both emotional and intellectual insecurity, Eric Satie hid his shyness beneath a facade of elaborate and pungent mockery, became ultra-sensitive to imagined slights, and flew into furious rages over the merest trifles.